You're listening to the Fit Female Project. I'm Maz.
And I'm Chelsea.
And we're here to help every woman on her fat loss and fitness journey.
We've helped hundreds of women who are desperate for results but don't know where to start.
As your coaches, we use evidence-based facts whilst keeping it real so you can look and feel your most confident self without having to give up your social life.
Head to our website, www.fitfemaleproject.com, to find out how you can join our community. It's really, really good. Or check out our Instagram at Fit Female Project. Now, let's get to work.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Fit Female Project podcast. Hey, Chelsea.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
So today we have a topic that's going to resonate with a lot of you. We want to talk about being realistic about your ambitions, your targets, your timeframes, and getting to know what is going to work for you and how long that might take realistically.
Yeah. And, you know, setting yourself achievable targets and milestones, you know, it is actually what's going to set you up for success, because I'm sure loads of people that are listening, if you've probably dieted in the past, and for some reason, women generally like to do this, we set ourselves very high expectations, and then when it doesn't happen, we give up or we get angry. Well, what's the point? I've definitely been guilty of that.
Yeah, definitely. And especially if you've tried a diet that isn't sustainable. I mean, we've spoken about this before, but if you have tried like a diet where you've had to cut out food groups, or you're living off shakes, or you're doing something so far removed from your current life that it's simply not achievable, then you get so despondent after you fail at that, because essentially that's what happens to everyone. Because unless you have a life where you don't go out, you don't see your friends, you don't do anything fun, then you're really not going to be able to stick to those really, really restrictive diets, then it probably has failed you. And then you've gone, well, it doesn't work anyway, what's the point? And so I totally get the mentality of it. And this is why we want to make you feel like you're winning week after week. Every single week, there should be a win. And even if it's not a huge drop on the scales, you've definitely won at something, whether that's you've got consistent with your workouts, you've got consistent with your steps, your food tracking. So that it's all about making you feel like a success. And that in the long run is gonna be the most important thing, right?
Yeah. And then speaking of reality, like if you are somebody who's been putting on weight over time, then it probably means that you've picked up some bad habits over time, or you aren't moving enough, or you are your sleep maybe isn't good enough. There's a lot of things, or your hormones have changed in terms of maybe you're like perimenopausal. And all of those things aren't just going to change overnight. You have to understand that you have to be patient with yourself, and you cannot expect to change overnight. One thing you can do overnight is you can decide to do a bloody juice cleanse and then start, you know, put yourself through that. But is that realistically going to transform your life? Is that going to make you feel fabulous? Is that going to help you lose body fat and train and be able to go out for dinner with your friends at a weekend? Or are you going to be absolutely miserable? You'll see a bit of a drop on the scales and then go back to what you were doing before.
Yeah. And as you said, Chelsea, this is something that it hasn't happened overnight. The weight hasn't crept on. If you are 10 kg heavier than you want to be, that's because you haven't had the education of what you're putting in your body. So many women can attest to this. When they start tracking their food, for example, they go, wow, I had no idea that this healthy thing that I thought I was having has actually been pushing me into this surplus for so many years. And therefore I've put on the weight. And then, you know, that learnings like that are going to take a little bit of time, and they're going to take effort. Yeah. They're really going to take some consistency, some fails along the way, a bit of grit, a bit of looking at yourself in the mirror and thinking, what am I doing to myself? Am I doing everything that I can do to get to my goals? And so, yeah, that's basically kind of where we're at with it. And also knowing that, yes, we want you to see fat loss. Of course we do. That is why we're here. We're not one of those airy fairy coaches that's like, it's all about how you feel. No, we know that people want to look in the mirror and feel good and fit in their clothes and be like, oh my God, I look and feel like myself again. Okay, we get it totally. But it's just, yeah, I think it's just knowing that everyone's journey is going to happen at a different rate. And if you're expecting it to be like, right, 6 weeks and I'm going to lose 10 kg, I'm here to tell you that's not going to happen. And if it does happen, it won't be sustainable.
Yeah. And before people sign up with us, or when people start, you know, their first week of coaching, lots of people say, what should I expect to lose? Like, how much am I going to lose on this plan? Or they ask us, what are you almost like, how are you going to help me? What are you going to lose? And it's a really hard question to answer because it totally depends on what you're doing. Just you signing up to this program isn't going to mean that you're going to lose body fat straight away. It means, you know, it depends on how you respond to it, how much of it you can do, how quickly you can adapt. Everybody is different, but one thing I will say is that if you are in that calorie deficit and if you are doing all the things that we've asked you to do, you are going to see a drop in the scales and you are going to lose body fat. But every single person is going to be different at the rate that they lose it.
Yeah. One kind of rule of thumb that we vaguely go off, okay, this is just to give you something tangible. If you are in the bracket of having something like 10 kg to lose, okay, which is the majority of our clients, then an achievable target for you might be £1 a month. No. That would be very slow and depressing.
Stay with us for 10 years.
10 years. But you will feel great in a decade. So £1 a week, or that might be half a kg a week if you work in kgs. So that might be a reasonable rate of loss that you could expect if you have got about that 10 kg mark to lose. Obviously, that's going to be different if someone's got metabolic issues, if someone's got diabetes, if someone's perimenopausal. They're just a few factors. But also, if you are a larger lady and you've got 20 plus kg to lose, which we've also had many clients, you might see a much faster weight drop than that because your deficit is going to be easier for us to create a deficit for you because your expenditure is going to be higher during the day because you are carrying more weight around. And then on the flip side of that, if you are a smaller woman, you know, in your 50 kg range or 60 kg range, and you haven't got a lot of fat to lose, then actually that weight loss is likely going to be slower because you don't have as much to lose. It's harder for us to get you in a deficit. We don't want to plummet your calories. We want you to have energy. So it is going to take patience with that. And you know, if you are at that lower body fat level, maybe your goal is actually to focus on the recomposition of your body. So focus on you know, really building muscle. I know everyone in our program is going to be building muscle, but that might look a slightly different for you. And so again, just knowing that the body fat, if we've got you in, if you're with us, we will have you in a deficit. It just will be at slightly different rates depending on whoever you are. So sometimes comparing yourself to other people's journeys is just not going to be helpful for you.
No.
Because it might just leave you feeling like you're not doing as well, which is just not the case. It's simply not true.
No, it's not. And I know we share people's progress as well. And we're like, oh, so-and-so's lost 10 kg. This is her progress. And you look at the pictures and use that as motivation, but don't use that to think that you're failing because you have no idea what that other person's life is like. You are all so different. Every single one of you are busy. Every single one of our clients is busy. And when people message, we've been speaking to so many leads, people inquiring the last couple of, you know, weeks in particular about the plan, people are like, you know, I'm very, very busy. I have this many children. I work. I do. And I'm like, babe, everyone's busy. I'm not trying to dampen anyone's, but like, it is like, even if you don't have children, people are really grinding, like, and going for it with work. Every single person is busy. However, you are all different in your journeys of like what you eat, what your work life is like how active you are during that, how much sleep you're getting. Like, you have to focus on you.
Yeah. And then that leads us nicely onto the next topic on the theme of being realistic. Are you being real with yourself? We've asked certain things of you. We've asked you to hit 70,000 steps per week. We've asked you to hit 3 workouts a week, track your food, comply to your calorie targets. If you aren't doing all of those things, your weight loss will be slower, because that is what all of those things are going to get you into a calorie deficit, and your muscle gain will be slower if you're not training consistently. You know, your body composition is going to look different because you're not fueling yourself with the whole foods that we've asked you to.
And then being like realistic, what you were saying, Mads, was interesting about your, you know, your choices. If you are hoping to make really good progress and you're signed up to one of our programs, or you are somebody who is trying to lose fat and you're not with us, or like I'm somebody that's like, oh, I'm on a diet, I'm trying to be healthy or whatever. If most of your food is ultra processed foods, if you're snacking throughout the day, if you're getting takeaways regularly, if you are drinking throughout the week, if you're not moving, if you're not going to the gym, then I'm going to keep it real, because that's what this is about. You are not doing everything that you can possibly do, and you have to be realistic with yourself and not expect to see incredible results if you are not making changes.
So just knowing, right, okay, that is my choice. I've made that decision, but I'm not going to blame anyone else. I'm not going to blame the plan. Yeah. I'm not going to blame Maz and Chelsea. I'm not going to blame my body. You know, a lot of the time people say, oh, my body is not working, my metabolism's broken, all these things. Well, actually, no, it is reflective of your actions.
Yeah, like sometimes if people aren't dropping, we get a message from somebody saying, oh, my body's not responding. I think it's this, or I think it's that. And I think, and sometimes, you know, don't get me wrong, some people do have problems. I'm not trying to, you know, say that everybody's lying. But if we look at your food tracking, which is what we like to do, we have access to that through our app. If we look at that, and there's no food tracking, or there's a little bit of food tracking one day, nothing on another day, then how the hell are you supposed to know, firstly, if you are in your deficit or if you are hitting your protein targets? And how, if you don't know, how the hell are we meant to know? And then we can't coach you. So all of these things, like, are you checking in every week? Are you sort of communicating with us? That is how, and there's a huge, huge difference of the people that do check in each week and do communicate with us and do stay accountable and do track your food. They get amazing progress.
Just kind of knowing that your journey will be different to someone else's, but if you are taking all the right steps, it will come. It might just take a bit more patience for some of you than others.
Yeah. And we want this to be an amazing journey and like a transformative journey for you to, yeah, just get to know yourself. And I think that being realistic and honest with yourself is just like, is a great, great starting point. Maz, I, you know, well, the last couple of weeks I've been trying to, you know, lose a little bit of body fat coming up to summer, and I'm going to keep it real. I have been eating lots of whole foods and, you know, I eat well, but I've not been in a deficit, and the pound, like, I've maintained over the last couple of weeks because I haven't been like moving enough and I haven't been doing the right things, and I have still been having too much of things. So this week I'm gonna really be strict with myself, and it's kind of like, you know, your progress is reflective of what you have to do. Now I've started tracking again because I can't do it on my own. So that was just like a reality check for me. Even I needed it.
Right. Okay. Let's leave it there. We have our 6th Summer Challenge coming up next week, starting on the 6th of May. If you haven't yet grabbed your space, please hop to it because we only have a handful of spaces left. They have flown off the shelves this month. I think everyone's getting a bit real in theme with the pod, with how quickly summer is coming around. So you can send us a message if you have any questions about that, or just visit our website at www.fitfemaleproject.com for more information.
Yeah. See you later.
Bye. Thanks for listening and choosing us as your coaches.
If you want to join our next 6-week project, head to the website now for more info. You will not regret it. Bye.